everyone. Thank you so much for joining Hashtag No Limits. I am your host, Shelley Kino. Hashtag No Limits is about people whose society places limits upon but who have busted through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will be. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is not a better or more beautiful example than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. The caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells and then reforms just when it thinks life is over. It reforms into the butterfly, but it's not finished struggling. It still has to struggle to get out of the cocoon in order for its wings to be strong enough to take it everywhere it's going to soar to in life. That can't be easy. It has to be very scary. And I think that that's the same way with busting through limits that society places upon us. And today I'm going to bring someone on who is going to share with you a remarkable system that she has developed in order to help thousands, possibly even millions at this point, of people bust through some limits that society has placed upon them. But before I bring Patricia on, I just want to remind you to like and subscribe to this channel so that you don't miss any episodes or any little bits of information that might be put out there by me. And also, if you are watching us live, give us a hashtag live and where you're watching from. And if you're watching in the replay, give us a hashtag replay and where you're watching from. If you have any questions or comments during the episode, be sure to drop those into the chat and I will make sure, whether live or in the replay, that Patricia sees them if they are directed to her and that we can hopefully get you an answer or a response back. So I think that's all the business stuff. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Patricia on. Welcome, Patricia. How are you?
I'm fine, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. It's getting summertime here. The temperatures are rising and we've got a kind of overcast day, hopefully getting some rain today. How about where you are?
Here in Atlanta, we have made it to summer.
Yeah. And I bet your hot is very different than my hot in Southern Illinois. So.
Yes.
So tell the audience a little bit more about yourself and kind of what brings you to us today.
Well, my name is Patricia Lee, as you have already so courteously introduced me. I am the author and the founder of Re21. Re21 is a curriculum and it is an online program that helps students and adults learn to read in 21 days or less. And let me just share a little bit about where I'm from. I'm a native Mississippian. I was born in the poorest county in America, Tunica County. At the time that I was born, we didn't have plumbing. We just really were just extremely poor. My mother was a sharecropper. So we stayed on the land that my mother and father farmed. And we moved later on in life. And so we came from very humble beginnings, but the goal that I have always had, even as a child, was to help kids. But I didn't know how that was going to look as an adult. I'm a former teacher, and now I have an online program that helps children. So instead of taking a year or 2 years to read, once they make it to second grade or above, we want them to be able to read quickly so they can develop their confidence and want to go to school and participate.
That's awesome. And that it just floored me when we talked before that you said you can teach anybody to read in 21 days with your program. And that's why I said in the intro that this could potentially help millions of people because we have a literacy problem in our country. And so how does what you're doing kind of lend to solving the literacy crisis that we have?
Shelley, are you familiar with the science of reading?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But if you would explain it, just because I know it doesn't mean everybody watching or listening will know what that is.
Sure. Well, the science of reading is what so many states have encouraged schools to use or required them to use at this point. So the science of reading is simply teaching students phonics as well as sight words and build their vocabulary, their fluency, and their comprehension. And so that's what the science of reading is. And so our program incorporates all of that in an online program that uses voice recognition. So kids and adults that use our program are able to stay engaged and make sure that what they're saying is correct. We have done over 65,000 trainings of voices from students to make sure, and we call this machine learning, for those of you that may not know what that is. Mm-hmm. So machine learning is when you're training audio to recognize a specific thing. So for example, in our app, we have, let's say if they're learning single letter sounds, if they're going to say B, they're learning B says B. So any voice that says that, whether it be an adult voice, a child's voice, a male or female, it doesn't matter, foreign or domestic, when they're saying that, they're learning to say that correctly. And what we do is process what they say to make sure it is correct. And if it's not, then we give them opportunities to review so they can fine tune any areas that they have a deficit in.
Wow. And so before we came on today, I asked you if there was anything that you wanted me to share with the audience. And for those who will only be listening to this in an actual podcast state, you're going to have to make sure that you jump on the YouTube channel and see this live, or go to one of the two websites that I'm going to share with you today. So Patricia, is now a good time to share one of those two websites? And if so, which one first?
Sure. Now, what we have currently, what schools have participated in our recent school that in Ohio, they had just spectacular results. Their second graders were reading higher than anything that they had really guessed. And if you're familiar with iReady, so that's probably more with education, but parents may be familiar with it as well. Students in second grade are only really expected to get make it to the 50th percentile. And that's considered to be a successful score at the 50th percentile. So when they score anything above that, that means that they have read and they have learned to comprehend on their grade level above what's expected. So thankfully, our second graders that used our program at our school recently, they scored at the 110th and the 120th percentile. So more than double what was expected.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And that's what happens when you get the confidence to read and you know how to, and you see that, okay, I'm not a misfit. You know, it's not something wrong with me. And then once mm-hmm. students are able to do that, they can run with it. And so if you go to our site, read21.org, you'll notice that you'll see information about our critical thinking. So critical thinking is what we offer after the fluency is given. So once a child is able to read fluently, the next thing that's important is for them to be able to comprehend and think critically. So with our critical thinking, students are not just students. I know I keep saying students, but adults, this is for you too. But students are able to learn prefix, suffix, root words. They learn to build words. They learn to create words and comprehensive sentences. They're able to decode multisyllabic words that they've already figured out because now they know the prefix, suffix, and root words. And then at the end of the activities that we have, because there are four activities per critical thinking lesson, they learn sight words. And we know from Fry's 1,000 words, since that makes over 60% of our everyday reading, why should Nate learn those, right? But it should not be the only thing they learn. That's why in their fluency, they learn phonics base. In a critical thinking, they get a good dose of sight words. In fact, 250 per grade.
Wow. That's incredible.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
And because we care about every child, every adult being able to read, we have made this extremely affordable. It's like the price of a lot of the combo meals that you get at a fast food restaurant now. So if you only want to go on fluency or critical thinking, it's only $14.95 per month. And if you wanted to get both, then it's only $19.95 per month. So we wanted to make it affordable. And then that's for two people. So not one, for two. So you're able to sign two different people up. And so that's quite a bargain.
Yeah, that's incredible, honestly. I mean, to have this, and for those prices is mind-boggling, to be honest. And you are very kind in offering, and I'm going to see where there's, on your website is a try now button. Mm-hmm. And people can get 5 full days to try out Read 21. And it says here, that's enough time for your child to learn how to read basic sight word or basic words. I'm sorry. And so why wouldn't people who have struggling readers or they themselves are a struggling reader wouldn't try this out?
Exactly. There's no risk. And we
intentionally
gave them 5 days because we want people to see, okay, is my child old enough or is my child's speech loud enough where they can participate with our program? And we have had children as early as 4 years old to use our program. Now, we say our program is for 7 years and up. Our oldest person has been 72 years old. But we are open to parents trying whatever you think your child needs. So we have had kids successful at 5, successful at 6, and of course we've had a success at 7 and above. And so if you think that your child is ready for this, just try it out and just cancel by day 5 if it's not for you, because we want you to use it if it works for you. And this is not a sales pitch. We want it to work for you so every child can read.
And tell me how that benefits society when every person can read.
Well, currently over 43 million adults are considered illiterate in our country. And that is a substantial number. And when you look at the relationship between prison and high school graduates, then you can see that if kids are not graduating high school, then they're going to have a significant chance of being in prison. And I want to tell you how that works, because some people are thinking, well, my grandfather didn't finish school and he made it. Okay, well, yeah, the difference between your grandfather and you is this. At that time, jobs didn't require you to have a high school diploma. Today they do.
Right.
So if you have, let's say, if it's a young couple, the young man impregnates his girlfriend and she's thinking, okay, and if anybody who has had children, you know, kids are expensive. So you have to buy diapers, you have to buy clothes, you have to buy other things. And if he does not have a source of income, it's highly likely he may think about committing a crime to get the money. Right. In fact, a lot of people have done that. And once you get a felony, it just becomes a cycle. It's hard to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because most employers won't employ a felon.
Right. And the fact that for $15 or $20, I'm just rounding up, a month, to to benefit not just yourself, but all of society. I mean, that's just so powerful and so empowering. And so I really hope that teachers that are watching or listening, that you check into this program. How does this program work for educators?
Well, for educators, we have something that is really unique. So, of course, we offer our program to the school for the students, but we also have something additional for teachers and for students, education students in colleges. So instead, we know that a lot of people don't know the science of reading, and a lot of programs out there that teach them the science of reading are very long. And so, and our program is affordable. It's only $250, and a teacher can go through our course. And when they go through our course, it's autonomous. And they're going through the course, and they're having their little AI students, and they're responding, they're talking as if they're talking to their real classroom. So they're learning every single thing that they need to know in order to teach their students in 21 days. And by the time they end our program, the teachers can teach any child through our program in 21 days. And we're talking about even kindergarten kids. We have used our program with our nonprofit, even though Read 21 is a for-profit. We started with our nonprofit many years ago using our paper curriculum. And every summer, we would have literacy camps, and 100% of the kids will leave reading. And we will have kids from kindergarten all the way to high school. So teachers and education students, when they use our Read 21 Teach Along Kit along with the actual program that, that we have online and that, and it's at their own pace, then they're going to be able to do what is needed so every child can read. And you don't have to take all year.
That's incredible. So with this 5-day free trial, which I have pulled up on the screen at the moment, can a teacher use that free trial and get an idea of what they would be using when they would be teaching it?
Exactly. Exactly. So teachers, yes, if they want to go on there just to kind of finagle it, to kind of get an understanding, because we have a pretest. We know everybody doesn't have the same deficit, right? But as a teacher and as a former teacher, and you know, in a classroom, it's almost impossible for a teacher to teach to every child's level within the time period that we have the kids for. So right. With our program, when they take the pretest, it identifies where their gaps are and where their strengths are. And so the lessons start on the smallest lesson of their deficit, and then they build from there. So if a child already knows their consonant blends, guess what? That lesson is locked for them. But maybe they have problems with their vowel blends, and that's where they'll start. And some kids will start, of course, at the beginning just with single letter sounds.
Right. So I'm just thinking about some of my former students that I have worked with, and I have worked from preschool all the way up to high school students. And in special education, of course, my range is all of that and then some. Oh, and yeah. So I'm thinking about students who are even at the identifying the name of a letter. Is that important when learning to read?
Absolutely. For those of you that don't know what phonics is, let me explain to you the difference between phonemic awareness and phonics. So phonemic awareness is actually identifying what each letter says. For example, A says eh, B says b. And let me tell you a letter that is most commonly mispronounced by so many kids and taught by so many teachers, because that's the way they've been taught. The letter R. R says woo. And so many kids are taught that R says er, or R, the name of the letter. And so kids are learning the correct way to say each of these letters, and then they learn how to blend them, which is phonics. So when they blend those sounds and they hear each of those sounds within the word and they blend it together, that's how they're able to pronounce the word. For example, if we say b-id, and so the kids learn b-id, b-id, and then they hear the word bid. And so that's, you just saw an example of how phonics works. So they start with understanding the sounds of the letters, then they learn how to blend them together. And then eventually they learn how to blend letters and blends, like consonant blends or vowel blends or vowel consonant blends. And so they build and build and build until they get to complex words.
And so I appreciate that. And that's the sounds, but knowing the name of a letter, like, so you're seeing this little squiggle. Mm-hmm. How important, or is it important really, to know that that little squiggle is named the letter C or the letter A? Is it necessary to know that, or is it that that's not so as important as knowing that the A says A or A and the C says S or K?
Believe it or not, the most important thing is to understand the sound of the letter. Because when we say the word cat, we don't say C-A-T, we just say cat. And so when we're reading, it's more important to know the sound. However, to get to the sound, you have to know what that letter is.
Yeah. So, and does your program start, again, thinking about the students that I've worked with, at the identification and naming of?
Yes, that's lesson one. That's our very first lesson. Yes.
Okay. And yeah, I think, you know, that spelling has a lot to do with naming the letters, but reading, and I, you know, this is just my experience, that reading involves the sounds, the phonemes, the phonics of it all. And I think sometimes parents and educators, and I'm including myself in this, get stuck on, we have to know the name of the letter. And if a child isn't able to name a letter, or if I say, you know, I put five letters out there and I say, tell me which one is L, and they pick the wrong one, I get stuck trying to teach them to name the letters and have the assumption that they won't be able to then read unless they know the name of the letter. What are your thoughts on that?
I believe if a child is having problems naming the letters, they're going to have problems saying the sounds of the letters. You know, when we think about certain things in our own memory, the way that our brains are positioned, we think in schemes and schemas. And so the way that that works, if we hear galaxy, then our mind automatically connects that to stars, suns, the sun, and planets. And then, of course, also moons, because there's multiple moons in the galaxy. And so when you learn to, and the kids in our program, they have to say the phrase. And we do the phrase so they can form those little schemes to remember what the actual sound says. And that's why they have to say the whole phrase, Jesus, G. And we say Jesus, G, instead of J, because most of the word with G makes a G sound. And so everything that are nuances, those are things that teachers can teach on the side.
Ah, okay. And so then how many sounds are you teaching? Are you literally only teaching 26 sounds?
No. Okay. We teach about, if I'm not mistaken, we teach about 75 different sounds. Different sounds. And so there are 44 sounds in the English language, but there are over 200 ways to say those sounds. So we try to hit most of the ways that the kids will experience. And so the ones we don't hit, and so out of the 44 sounds in the English language, we cover 42 of them extensively. The other two are rarely in words. And so, and we don't want to become the full teacher, but we want to have the child where they're learning to read fluently and they're able to pick up on those other two, because we have names that don't follow phonetic rules.
Right.
Yeah. And we have words that don't follow phonetic rule. And so right. Some things that you pick up on it as you grow.
Okay. That makes sense. I remember an episode, and I'm going to date myself as to how old I am at this moment, of I Love Lucy.
Yes.
Where Lucy is asking Ricky to read something. And for those who don't know, Ricky was from Cuba, I believe, and yes. spoke English perfectly fine. However, reading English was a different story because of what you just said. The different sounds the different rules that we have for our sounds, our words don't always follow those rules. So I can remember teaching and being taught, well, this is this rule, except when this happens, you know, and yes. this is that rule, except when that happens. And so I really appreciate what you just described, because in that episode of I Love Lucy, where he's reading, he messes up the whole paragraph that she's trying to have him read, because he's trying to follow and apply the rules that he's learned to each of the words, but it doesn't work every time. And it is very confusing.
Yes. Welcome to the English language in America.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The English language in America. Yeah. Very true. Very true. So, okay. So you said that there are 44 sounds, and I think that in itself is going to surprise some people, because they don't think about that. They think 26 letters, 26 sounds. And yeah. I have often seen as a special education coach and an IEP coach that teachers will write, student will learn 26 of 26 sounds. And I'm like, okay, which 26 sounds are you teaching? And they're like, yeah. the alphabet sounds. I'm like, but which ones? Are you going to teach the short vowel or the long vowel? Are you going to teach the C as the two sounds or the, you know, and they're like, oh, you know, like even teachers don't catch them. I mean, they all know that there are different sounds, but they don't catch it, you know, sometimes. So I really appreciate that you pointed that out. And then two, the blending. When we're saying blending, we're talking about putting two or more consonants or vowels together, and then they make a sound.
Yeah.
And so when you add those in, then you're up to that 75 or even possibly more. Because you said there was 200 different ways to make the sounds. Is that what I remember?
Yes.
That's just crazy to me. And I hadn't heard that number before. So I appreciate you sharing that, because that's the thing that I learned today. And I'm hoping that anybody who's watching or listening, you know, that helps you understand that if your child is struggling, there's a myriad of reasons why they could be struggling. And a lot of them just come down to that our language doesn't follow its own rules a lot of time.
Yes.
But yeah, so definitely, you know, be reaching out. And I do just want to pop up the site again for the 5-day free trial. Is her website is read, READ, the number 1, so READ21.org. And then if you want that free trial, it's /buy READ21/ again. And as you saw, hopefully, when I showed you the website before, there is a button in the upper right-hand corner that says try now that you can go to, and you don't have to remember the link to it, it will take you there by itself. So we've talked a little bit about your website, but you also had me pull up another site that I'm going to show. Do you want me to show that now, or do you want to wait a little bit?
Yes. Yes. Now will be good.
Okay.
Well, we got this request from so many different people. They're asking, okay, can we have it in an app? Everybody wants a mobile app. Now, although Lose21.org is a web app, we recently created a mobile app called Re21 Jumpstart. And it's meant to do exactly what it says, jumpstart your reading. So with our mobile app, it doesn't contain every lesson like our web app does, but what it does do is give you everything that you need in short tidbits. So instead of having a lesson that takes you 25 or 30 minutes, these lessons take you about 10 to 15 minutes. And by the time that you finish our mobile app, you're going to be able to read fluently. And we have something that's really great in there called reading challenges. And if you decide, okay, you know what, we're reading pretty well, or my child is reading pretty well now, I want to see if they're reading on this particular grade level. So you're able to go in there and assign it, and your child gets that practice with that particular grade level reading. And it's really easy, and it has a fun little squirrel that's our mascot. And so it claps for the kids when they do great. It dances for them when they pass a lesson. And it's really fun. So currently it's out on Google Play, and we're waiting for Apple's response so we can get it in the App Store too. Because we want to make sure that every adult can access this in the privacy of their own home and not feel embarrassed in front of other people when they have to read something or walk away knowing they can't read. And also make it where they can be more employable. You know, because you didn't finish high school doesn't mean you can't get a GED. But in order to get a GED, you got to be able to read. And that's why Re21 Jumpstart. And this one is even less than the web app. It's only $8.99.
Wow. And so if they go to the address, this R21jumpstart.com, it's just, is there anywhere, like if I clicked on Google Play, it's going to take me to Google Play?
Yes. Okay.
But the App Store, not necessarily. And then that's where they would purchase it from there. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And so there's nothing interactive about this particular website other than taking them to,
just links to their app stores.
Right. Okay. And so again, that was R21jumpstart.com. So yeah, you've got that you can check out. You've got the website that you can check out. And so, why did you start all of this? I mean, this is incredible. And the fact that this is available at very reasonable prices. Again, you said the app itself is $8.99. A month subscription for one of the skills is $14.95. And then if you get the second skill, it's $19.95. And that was for the $14.95 was for two people. And having both of them, both the comprehension and the phonics is the $19. So, why did you do all of this? This is phenomenal and so needed.
Yes. Well, I'm going to take you back, Shelley, to when all of this started for me. I never planned to do this. This was never my goal. In fact, I did not want to teach reading to anyone. I taught mostly middle school when I taught. And those, of course, if you know middle school, that's an age where the kids should already know how to read. Mm-hmm. And so I was at a school that was number 4 from the bottom in the state of Tennessee. And at that school, there were so many kids that could not read. I just didn't know the gravity of their deficit until I taught there. One of the years I was teaching fourth grade, and I had the student in my class. He was like the popular student. He was the kid that always dressed well. He always had a good haircut, And he was like a good looking little kid, and all the other little kids just always admired him and talked to him. And I remember one day in class, I called on him to read. And he came up to the front of the classroom and he said to me, he said, "It's not that I don't want to read. I just can't." And that just broke my heart. And I asked the class, and this was at the beginning of the school year, to raise their hands if they could not read. And it was over half the class. So I told the kids, close the book. I said, for the rest of this 9 weeks, I'm going to teach all of you how to read. And that's what I did. And that's how it started.
Oh. And so what sort of training did you have that you could teach them to read? What sort of things did you, because obviously this wasn't out yet. So what did you use?
Okay. And this is probably going to be just really take you on a loop. I had zero training, but zero training academically to do this. But I had experience teaching my godsons how to read. I took care of my godsons for 8 years. And when they came to live with us, they were nearly four and they could not talk. I mean, they could not, they just made sounds. They could not speak any words. Mm-hmm. And by the time they were getting, when they turned five the following year, at this point, they're saying words and they can talk, they can have conversations. And one of them asked me, they used to call me Auntie Tricia. And he said to me, "Auntie Tricia, can you teach me how to read?" Because he was always fascinated with books, just looking at books and the books that we read to them. And I said, "Okay, yeah, I can teach you how to read." And let's, and he wanted to know before they went to kindergarten. So they were twins. They are twins. And so I sat both of them down. And I taught them the single letter sounds first, just recognizing the alphabet, single letter sounds. And then after that, I taught them separately. And I taught each of them how to read. And by the time they went to kindergarten, and just 1 month later, they both knew how to read. And not only that, one of them in the second grade, he was the first child in Memphis, Tennessee, to read a list of all 1,000 words that an organization called Team Read used to come into Memphis City schools. They used to work with just second graders, teaching them the sight words, the 1,000 sight words, fry words. And he was the only child to be able to do it without saying any word wrong. And so it was just amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. And so I want to encourage parents that, you know, it helps to have some education background, but we all probably have been to school for at least a little bit. And I definitely am not taking away from teachers. This will kind of help give a foundation to the kiddos that you're working with. So don't be scared to try it. You know, I haven't gone through the program, but it sounds like it's very easy to work through. It's set up so that, you know, it recognizes what the levels are, where you need to go, what you've already accomplished. So I think this is just, again, don't be scared. If you say, "Well, I'm not a teacher, I can't teach my child to read." Well, you're not really teaching them to read if you're going to use Patricia's program. The program is going to teach your child to read, or you as an adult, if you feel like, you know, I can read, but I don't read at a very high level, or I don't really comprehend what I'm reading. Try the program out, see what it can do for you. And there's two questions that came to me that I need to have clarified for myself and maybe for other people. Okay. First of all, the pricing. So it's Read 21. They're going to learn how to read in 21 days. Well, a month is longer than 21 days. So that price that you gave before, the $14.95 or the $19.95, is that a subscription or is that a one time?
It's a subscription. But okay. The good thing is once they know how to read, let's say if they buy the $14.95, they do just a single thing, the fluency. Once you learn how to read, let's say, you know, you may have skipped a day or two. And if it takes you 1 month or 2 months, you know, no matter how long it takes you, then you can just stop the subscription, cancel it. And so you only use it for the length of time that you need it.
Okay. So that makes another question pop up. So you don't have to do this 21 days in a row consecutively.
No.
I mean,
no.
Okay. Okay.
No.
So you could do 2 or 3 days and then have, you know, miss a few days and then come back and pick up on day 3 or 4, wherever you left off, and do that until you get through all of the days.
Exactly. The okay. program itself takes 21 days if you're using the web app for 45 minutes a day. If you don't okay. have 45 minutes a day, okay, you got 20 here, 25 there, then of course it's going to take you longer. And so, mm-hmm. and this is just, okay, day one, you did this, day two, and your day three can be next week. So the days are not calendar days, just the actual time on the program.
Okay, perfect. And then the second question, and I'm not sure how this will be able to be defined exactly, but when you're saying learn to read, I often have heard, and I'm explaining this so you kind of know why I'm asking you this question.
Okay.
I have often heard as a special education teacher from gen ed teachers, well, this student can't read, or this student, you know, and that's what they'll just say is this student can't read, whether that's a second grader, a fourth grader, a sixth grader. When in reality, what they mean is the student doesn't read fluently at grade level.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say learn to read in 21 days or less, what is your definition of that cumulative moment of, oh, okay, this person's got it. They're now reading. What kind of like, what are your criteria for that to be mastered, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And I'm glad you mentioned also students with IEPs, students that are in special ed, and not just general education students. And so those of you who understand that special ed and general education students are different, special ed students may have one or more learning disabilities. And so with our program, with the 21 days, is literally that even for a non-reader, not just someone with gaps. If they know nothing, not even their single letter sounds. And we have had that with an eighth grade SPED student that's on our website where you play the video, you're able to hear him go from just learning to do phonics for the first time to actually reading fluently with complex text. And so we consider success to be this. If the child is able to read at the third grade level or more fluently through our time fluency reading test in less than 21, we consider that a success. Now, we when we're working with schools, we put that up a notch, and we do that with parents as well. So if your child is in the sixth grade, we expect for your child to be reading at the fifth or fifth grade or higher. They should be within one grade level when they finish our program. Because what we found is the older the student is, the quicker and easier it is for them to learn to read with our program.
Oh, really? That's very fascinating. That the older they are, the faster they learn the program.
Yeah. And you know the reason why for that, Shelley?
I don't. I was going to ask you, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Because their vocabulary is bigger. So they've heard words all of their life up until that point. They just don't know how to read them.
So vocabulary is a very important aspect of reading. And I appreciate that you brought that up. And I don't think many people outside of education and maybe even people inside of education necessarily connect those two things together. So I'm really appreciative that you mentioned that. Is there more that you need to elaborate on that, you think, or is that good enough?
Well, in our fluency part of Read21, we intentionally only do non-phonetic words when we have our sight word lessons, because we want kids to say everything else that's phonetically correct. But the words that are commonly used that do not follow a phonetic base, meaning that you cannot pronounce them from the way that they look, then we want them to know those words with automaticity. However, by the time they go to our critical thinking, then they're learning 250 sight words with every lesson anyway, while they're still learning how to build and decode multisyllabic words.
Okay. Thank you. And you've already said that you had, you know, your youngest client was, I think, 4, and the oldest was 72, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. So it does work for all ages. Well, maybe not all ages, but from at least 4 on. And it also works, as you said, male, female, doesn't matter. And so how long have you been, has this program been out? And is your success rate 100% or is it a little bit less than that?
Okay, thanks. Those were some good questions. And I wanted to clarify, you know, although we've had users that are as early as 4, we have had most of our users that are 6 and above. And in the schools, it's been predominantly 7 and above. But with our parents at home, we have seen them use with their children from 4 and up. So it really depends on the maturity of your child. And Shelley, I'm so sorry. I lost the last part of your question. Can you repeat that for me, please?
Yeah. What's the success rate been? How long ago did you start it, and kind of, you know, how many kids and how many students and what your success rate is?
Okay, sure. Okay. So, our program started from a written curriculum 11 years ago called Literacy to Success. And that program has been 100% successful with over 2,000 children. And so with our current program, it's a little bit more new because of the technology. We use speech recognition. That one has been out for 2 years now. And we have not had as many kids use it individually in homes. It's been predominantly with our schools. The schools that have used our program with fidelity, and some of you may not know that word, that means they follow the actual instructions, meaning they put their kids on 3 to 5 days a week. They did not have the large gaps. Okay. They didn't wait 2 or 3 months to put their kids back on. So their kids were on consistently. Schools that have done that, they've had over 80% of their kids reading fluently. And most of them, they have also have high comprehension rates where they've scored well, like the school I mentioned to you in Ohio, where they were expected to be on the 50th percentile, and they ended up at the 110th and 120th percentile, respectively.
Yeah, that's incredible. And so I want to touch on, and I appreciate that you clarified what fidelity means, because I think that's a word that maybe parents hear, but have really not a great understanding of how that applies. And I know it's a word that I use when writing IEPs and asking if those are being carried out with fidelity. And I know educators are tired of that word, to be honest, but it is important, because if we're not doing things the way that it was made to be done, then we're not going to have the results, because we're adding or subtracting things or saying them differently or whatever. And now I lost my train of thought of where I was going. It's one of those days. With the IEPs and just thinking about students with IEPs, I'm I'm just imagining, and I hope I'm wrong with this, that the success rate is lower. Have you been able to differentiate kids with IEPs, kids without IEPs in your statistics?
The success rate is the same. They do great.
Really?
Yes,
that's awesome.
They do great. And just the same amount of time. The older kids with IEPs, they pick it up fast. On our website, when you look at the eighth grade student, it took him 6 days. That's it. And
wow.
It was just amazing. And then we have a second grade child on there, and it only took her 6 days. But the second grade child, she knew her single letter sounds before she came to our program. The eighth grade child, he did not.
Right. Oh, I know what I was going to say before. So the percentile ratings. I think sometimes when people hear 50th percentile, they think, oh my gosh, that's a horrible. Well, what that means is that's the literal average. That's literally middle of the road. And so anything below that means that, you know, if you had 100 people, if you're at 50th percentile, that means 50% are higher and 50% are lower than what that rating is at that moment. So to have somebody achieving at the 110th percentile, I mean, we're talking, that's a very small percentage of the population that can do that. I mean, that's like less than 1 or 2%. If I'm thinking of my bell curve correctly. Okay. And so for your program to be able to do that with children is phenomenal. So I want to clarify too, when they're doing this, and we're going to have to be wrapping up here shortly. when they're doing this in a classroom setting, and I think I understand this, but I just want to make sure, each child takes that sort of placement test, and then they're working from their starting point. Everybody's not working at the same starting point. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the wonderful thing is, let's say you have 20 kids in one classroom, and all 20 bomb the same lesson. And so the way that our program is created, all 20 of those children will have a scaffolded, individualized review just for each child. And so the next time they take the lesson, because they're allowed 3 opportunities per lesson, then you're going to see 20 different screens, because it's created for each individual child. So it becomes just customized to that particular child. And in the classrooms, it's so easy too. They don't need a mic on their headset, just a regular earbuds. And they just have a cardboard, like a science fair cardboard with the 3 walls. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the only separation.
Okay. And also, does it give out reports that the teachers can print out and give to parents and, you know, give to their administration and say, this child is making progress. Here's the report and here's where they started and here's where they are now.
Yes, we have tons of reports. Yes, and they're easy for teachers to access. So we have our student report cards. We have our fluency reports, time reports. We have all type of reports. And the wonderful thing is this upcoming year, we're in Canva and ClassLink as well to make it even easier for schools.
Great. And I'm glad you talked about this year, because I did want to ask you, what's the future of Read 21?
Well, I cannot share because of certain confidentiality agreements. But I can say there are 4 school districts that have awarded us. So I'm looking forward to Read 21 helping those school districts.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Well, Patricia, this has been very enlightening for me, and I imagine as well for my audience. Before we say goodbye today, though, I just want to make sure that we have covered everything that you had hoped to cover today. And if I've missed something, please, this is your opportunity to bring that up now and talk about that.
Okay. Just one thing I want to say. Uh-huh. Reading is so very important. It is the foundation for every single thing that we learn. And so in order to get your kids to the point where they have that great foundation, they have a jump start in life. Make sure they can read. And if you're an adult, don't be embarrassed. Don't even tell anyone that you're using the app. Just use it at home for you. Your voice won't be shared. This is your private information. We take privacy very serious. And so we want you to be able to read. We want you to be able to comprehend. We want you to be able to have a successful life. And it all starts with reading.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And again, thank you for being my guest today. And I'm going to pop up your website again. It is read21.org. So READ21.org. And also, if anybody wants to connect with Patricia, you can find her on LinkedIn. And she is just linkedin.com/in/the Patricia Lee. Make sure you get the right one. You get the Patricia Lee in there. Makes me think there must be some others out there. And be sure to check this out. A free trial, a 5-day free trial. And in that 5-day free trial, you'll see whether, you know, your child is excelling or is needing more services, and then you can purchase the program or not. 5 days is going to give you a great test run, and you're going to have your child learning basic words in those 5 days. Or you as an adult. I know we keep saying children, but I know there are adults out there that do not know how to read or do not feel good in their skills that they have in reading. So for $14.95 a month, or $20 a month for both the comprehension and the fluency parts, that's a huge investment in your life that will help you with so many things. So again, Patricia, thank you so much for joining me today. Guys, make sure you reach out and touch base with her through her website, follow her on LinkedIn, and remember, we know who we are, but not who we will be. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelley Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelley Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelley Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shelleykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shelleykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.